Anecdote number 60 from Zen is Right Here, Teaching Stories and Anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. I had Dokusan with Suzuki Roshi during Sesshin. I felt lost and far from home at that point in my life, and I asked him if Big Mind was lost in the dark too. He said, "No, not lost in the dark, working in the dark." And he moved his arms about, demonstrating. He said it was like the many-armed statue of Avalokiteshvara, and he made the statue come to life for a moment. That's from Frank Anderton. It happened at the City Center, San Francisco Zen Center, City Center, in 1969. Well, they just moved into the City Center in November, like after mid-November of 1969. So that's where that happened. It's kind of, you know, it occurs to me reading this, anybody that's familiar with this material, there was nothing unusual there, but what if somebody just happened on this and didn't know what Dokusan meant? I had Dokusan with Suzuki Roshi. Dokusan's the private meeting with the teacher, and Suzuki Roshi, Roshi means Zen master, or Zen teacher, or old priest, or something like that. And it was during a sesshin. That's a extended period of meditation, like can be a one-day sesshin. It could be a one-week sesshin, five-day sesshin. Most of them at Zen Center were one day or one week. So I asked me, Big Mind was lost in the dark. Now, Big Mind is a term that Suzuki used a great deal. I noticed there's one Zen teacher in America that has trademarked that phrase. Oh, that's great, huh? Anyway, he's still allowing us to use it. Suzuki talked about Big Mind, I guess in Japanese it'd be Daishin. And Small Mind was just our normal mind. But he'd say, you know, we should wake up to Big Mind. Might not use that exact terminology. Especially early on there, he was using Big Mind a lot. So he says, Big Mind lost in the dark, too. No, working in the dark. And he moved his arms about, demonstrating. He said, it was like the many-armed statue of Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara is the bodhisattva, or mythical, symbolic being of our enlightened, compassionate nature, and often a statue of Avalokiteshvara will have, you know, zillions of arms, some of them zillions of eyes, indicate, you know, the all-pervading mercy of the universe, of the cosmos. I don't know if I'd say the universe. Of Big Mind. And he made the statue come to life for a moment. I'd hear things like that from people now and then. Yeah, it's like he said, somebody said, I think in a previous anecdote here, it felt like she got a little lost. I was saying, no, you can never get lost. Why can we never get lost? Because our fundamental reality is big mind. Not small mind, small separate mind. That's an illusion. But like Einstein said, a very convincing one. This has been a Kook Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Kook Audio and Kook Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggette Pandita, Feline Kujita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.